got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
Hello, Stars fans from far and wide. This is former forward AJ McLean coming at you, and you're listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Perth Road, Dundee.
Hello, good evening, and welcome along to episode 106 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. Right, okay, we're just getting out there. Senior's got a big smirk on his face. What's up with you?
It's just came through on my phone. I've just had good news.
He's good news.
The good
news. We've signed Tyler Brickler.
You're a spell sport, eh? Steal my thunder. No. It's bigger news than that. The Pittsburgh Penguins have placed Tristan Jarry on waivers.
Aye, but he cleared waivers the last time.
He'll look, he's going. Get him out.
He cleared waivers the last time. He'll be allowed into the HL and then he'll be brought back up again later on.
It's a swap deal for Jarrett Fisk.
So you'd rather Tristan Jarry over Jarrett Fisk?
No, I'd rather have... It's a swap deal. Fisk's coming to us, to the Penguins.
Aye, but that's what I'm saying. You'd rather put Fisk to the Penguins and keep them with us.
Yeah.
Think about what you just said, Blair. Anyway, well, along this week's show. Senior, how are you?
I'm good. It's been a bottle of rush today. Car was in for service and MOT and rushing about doing that and having to change my hours at work. Then you're chirping at us. Oh, come on, hurry up, hurry up. Oh,
I never chirped nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's a bold-faced lie.
Terrible.
Lie. Listen, I've been rushing about as well. I was in Edinburgh for work today. Early morning start, senior. 14 miles to the end of the Queens Ferry crossing to the office. It took me an hour to do 14 miles.
Yeah, it's not good, eh? No, what time is that?
God. So I left the house. I left the house just after 6:15. They get to Leith, and I got there at 8:45.
Crazy time, eh?
Absolutely ridiculous. I hate Edinburgh traffic. It's worse than Glasgow. Worse than Glasgow. Yeah.
And then you've probably seen the news of a passing of another ice hockey player.
God, I know.
Last night.
Listen, I'll tell you, when I seen your message this morning, I'd be driving and stuff. I'll tell you. Rob Tremblay was an arsehole, and he was an arsehole you'd absolutely love in your team. What a player he was.
Yeah.
Oh, he was one of the biggest arseholes you'll ever play against.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, what a
player. For those, again, it's for those who are probably newer to the game, they're maybe not aware of a guy called Rob Tremblay, who unfortunately passed away yesterday. I think he was only 50 or he just turned 50. Mm-hmm. This guy would fight the devil.
Yeah.
He was that tough. However, I think it was Newcastle away, and I think it was the first time we really seen Big Tomo drop the gloves. And he got involved with Tremblay, and then he got involved with Scott Campbell, and he ragdolled Scott Campbell, but Rob Tremblay, he was at Edinburgh. He played for a few teams around the league back then. But what a player. You would 100% have him in your team.
Yeah.
Absolutely hard as nails, and he was not a big guy.
No.
But sad news again that another one that we watched on a regular occasion has unfortunately passed away. So condolences to Rob's family and friends and ex-players.
And that for me was a compliment of being an arsehole. Like, that's the type of player you love in your team. He was probably one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet off the ice as well. You know, it's the typical, you know, people always go about like guys like Matt Nickerson on the ice, arsehole. Off the ice with his own fans, Nice, big, gentle giant. Absolutely love him.
Yeah.
Ned Lukacevic, your old pal Ned. What a wee dick on the ice. Yeah. Bammy wee dick at that. And then playoffs, he shouts over and has a blether reaver. Like, nicest guy you'll meet off the ice. So, yeah, condolences to Rob's family and all, you know, and not just that, you know, the fans of his ex-teams as well, who obviously would have got to know him over the years, especially the latter years with the Newcastle Vipers.
Newcastle Vipers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of a call-out to start this week's show, Senior. Listen, I said I was going to do it.
Is it somebody that sits close to us?
Yes, so I believe that one of the Stars' junior teams had a new head coach or coach at the weekend. And on his coaching debut, Mr. Ryan Thompson was on the end of an 11-0 loss. Listen, I didn't care that you never had your normal goalie. You still never scored a goal. So, Louis, listen, the blame's not on you. It's on your father. But the blame is on wee Louis, though, because we found out last week that he was kicked out the week before for abuse of official. That's not Stars captain behaviour. Although...
Definitely not. It was on Sunday
towards the end of the game with that misconduct penalty. But however, it's once in a blue moon for that captain. Future captain, Lee, you expect better from your son, okay? But listen, Lee, this isn't about you this week. You did your best at the weekend.
Yeah.
But the coach, questionable coaching decisions. And he has the cheek to shout down at Lefebvre at times. Just saying.
Yeah. And you know what? Ryan listens in a lot. You know, come on. We're no angry. We're just disappointed.
Yes. So let's move on with the show. It is time for MB Valeting Services sponsor two-way watch. So, Senior, just a couple of games. There was meant to be three games that we would have spoke about, because obviously we include the Rockets in this part. The Rockets had a game cancelled on Sunday due to the ice plant at Brayhead.
Shock.
Are we fucking surprised?
Yeah.
Now, the Paisley Pirates, the famous Paisley Pirates, said that they didn't know at the time. But seemingly there was conversation in the queue that had been known all day that the game was probably going to be cancelled and that they couldn't fix the ice. The Rockets still also travelled through with fans and had to come home with no hockey.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, no someone, game there on the Sunday.
Someone far wrong with that ice plant, eh?
Oh, my God, I know. Just absolutely ridiculous. Saturday night, the Kirkcaldy Kestrels were at the North Ayrshire Wild. They won by 5-1. There was no Josh in this game. I don't know why, but he was not on the team list for that game. Clearly, this segment's riveting for Senior, sitting there fucking yawning. You dick.
Come on, I never even knew he yawned.
Oh my God. Aberdeen Lynx had one game at the weekend and it was at the Dundee Rockets. And Senior, we finally have a home team win in this fixture. The Dundee Rockets beat the Aberdeen Lynx by 5-1. Gary Kelly with the lone goal for the Aberdeen Lynx. However, I believe he did leave the game early with a suspected injury.
Yes.
Dom Jaguar was in goal. 32 shots, 27 saves, 5 against. I think there was a few that from my man in the stands had said, Mr. David Sim, he said that Dom probably would have wanted a few of them back. But I think overall, just not Aberdeen's night.
Yeah, that was the information I got as well about Dom, that he probably would have wanted a few of them back. It wasn't his greatest game. My report wasn't from the man in the stands. My report was from the girl in the stands. And the girl in the stands would know what she's talking about because she's got this affiliation with the Manchester Storm and Alex Oldale, who backs it. So my information comes from someone with a lot of netminding information.
I can't believe he's brought it up again. Oh, wait till he comes on in a couple of weeks.
Did you like how I managed to just sort of gradually bring that in? Yeah. She knows. She knows what she's talking about. She's got the inside knowledge from the netminder. So yeah. Probably wasn't the Dom's greatest game, eh?
No. So with that, it opens up a 4-point cushion for the Dundee Rockets at the top of the league over the Aberdeen Lynx. Rockets obviously first place, 27 points through 15 games. They've got that game in hand, which obviously would have been the Paisley game, but obviously wasn't played. Aberdeen in second, 23 points through the 16 games. And Kirkcaldy in fourth through 19 points through 15 games. So just 4 points off of third place as well. So, senior, let's move on to us. It's the 51
Do we need to?
Sponsored game review. So we were away to the Fife Flyers on Saturday night in front of a whopping 1,241 at the Old Barn. That, again, regardless of the results that's been happening, that is a surprise that it's still so low, considering it's a derby game. Philippe Sonch put Stars 1-0 up, assisted by the boss, Brett Gravel, at 4:45. Finally, Kyle Pouncey gets his goal at 9:25, assisted by Nass and Harms. Brendan Harms got his first at 17:41, assisted by Nass and Kylie. It was 3-0 end of the first. Felix Martineau at 21:20 pulled one back for Fife. Harms with his second made it 4, assisted by Kylie and Dow at 22:55. Stars made it 5 through Zach Sekos, assisted by Nass and Cole McDonald had a farm at 31:11. And then Kieran Craig at 56 with a consolation goal for the Flyers, giving Stars, from what I'd seen on the webcast, a deserved 5-2 victory.
That's all you can ask for, eh? Like, when we spoke last week, I says that Fife will not lose every game between now and the end of the season. They will beat somebody, and you've just got to hope it's not you. So you've got to go in with the right mindset and play the right game. And obviously we did. We got off to a good start. And we just kept going. 5-1 up at the end of the second. The game's probably won, probably eased off slightly. They win the third period with a goal right at near the end, 4 minutes to go or something. But all you could ask for is a professional performance. And that's what we got.
Yeah.
Go in, win the game, take the 2 points and get back home again.
Yeah. An early goal conceded again at the start of the second. But a quick response.
It's okay if you get that, isn't it? Over. But it is. The trend is still there, isn't it? At the start of a period and predominantly the second period that we get scored on fairly early doors. But as you say, when you could get the goal back straight away, then, yeah, it cancels it out. But I think it was professional enough. I can't imagine. I think we had it closer. You might have been better with the result than me. I think I might have even been like a 3-2 or something. I can't remember. Yeah,
so you were 3-2 and I was 4.
Yeah, so well, we got the Flyers goals, right? Yeah. But yeah, you can't argue from what everybody was saying. You know what? It was a 5-2 win. We get the points. It was a decent performance against a poor Fife team. And sometimes it's hard to judge your own performance when the other team isn't playing well. There is a however. Is again though, we were outshot. Mm-hmm. I think we were outshot something like, I think it was 41-33 or something. We were outshot. And you win 5-2. It means that their goalie's not been very good. Our goalie has been good. But we are still letting far too many shots in on the goalies, mm-hmm. regardless of who's in the goal.
Yeah. I think Fife did have 15 imports dressed as well. I think they had full complement, or 14, but close to the full complement. Which also begs the question, is, and me and Sheepdog were speaking about it on Sunday, because they picked up the young laddie for Leeds, the young British boy, as their backup for the Sheffield game. They're at full import quota. When's Ryan Foss going to serve his suspension for his spear? Or are they just going to conveniently forget about it?
It looks like they are conveniently forgetting about it. Personally, right, I think he was due to miss a Belfast game. So I think it's, personally, I think it should be Belfast he misses. That's just me. You can't just pick a game and say, right, you're getting suspended now. I think it should be a game against Belfast because that's when they were due to be playing them. However, I do agree. I think the league are hoping that just they lift up the carpet, put it underneath, bring the carpet back down again, and we'll forget all about it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Because on the other side of it, right, they brought in the young lad if he leads as a backup because they left Doris out, right? So she was sitting in the bar watching the game. What the league should have done was they should have made him get stripped, right? And Foss then sets his suspension. Mm. It's not as if they're short bench now, right? So what they've done, and I know it's two import goalies, they've brought a Brit in to allow Voris to sit out and Foss gets to play. What they should have been told was, no, I'm sorry, Voris is in your import quota, he dresses and he gets his suspension.
Unless Voris was injured. No. You never know. He might have been injured. Because, you look at it, right? Would they necessarily have played Owen back-to-back? They might have given Voris the game that night, considering Owen had just been pumped by us again.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, it's going to be interesting to see if that actually happens or not.
I know. So, professional performance, eh?
It's all you want.
I would take 2 points, and I'll be honest with you. It's like when I was speaking with boys about United during the week. You take points over performances, and because that's the nature of the game. I'd rather the Stars ground out a 1-0 victory in the most boring game ever, rather than seeing a fantastic game of ice hockey and they get beat 6-4. Yeah. I'd rather watch a winning team than a losing team.
Yeah. So speaking of losing teams, we came home on the Sunday.
We're good at this now, eh? We've been at this good long enough now, eh? We could get this sort of running smoothly as if people think we know what we're doing.
Hosted the Nottingham Panthers on Sunday night after their two games in Belfast on the Friday and Saturday. Nottingham went 1-0 up after 2 minutes and 17 seconds through Tim Doherty. Matt Alfaro at 18:23. Didrik Henbrandt then made it 3 at 20:26. Brett Gravel, the boss, with a consolation goal assisted by Yamamoto and Dryden Dow at 45:14. And then the very controversial empty net goal by Otto Nieminen at 59:50. Just quickly there, I hesitated on the guy Matt Alfaro's name because I wrote somebody's name down for Guildford for my three players to watch. And I was like, wait a minute. I've just wrote one letter difference. a loss for the Stars on Sunday.
Not what I expected. I can't remember my scores. I think I had us one. Have you checked my score?
3-2.
Yeah. Well, that's right. It was 3-2, 3-2, wasn't it? I didn't expect that result. Certainly didn't expect that performance. And left just deflated, honestly. I never even stayed for it. As soon as the buzzer went, I was up. Sees on a fortnight. Thank fuck it's a fortnight. Because going to the home games now is getting that much of a chore. Because it's we're struggling. And I don't know what the fuck it is, but we're struggling.
Well, me and Billy have both said we're not going back to the 25th of January. So
is that, well, I'll be the same, man.
We're tacking time. I'll be the same. 25th of January.
Yeah. No props. I'm in with you boys.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. We couldn't string two passes together. No. I think we went into a bit of hero puck again where guys were trying to do it themselves to get back in the game. I think we had a couple of chances in the first and then the second. One of my biggest queries of the game was the choice of goalie. I think Fisk should have started the game.
Right.
And God's honest truth, I think Fisk would have saved all three of them.
So I'll disagree with that, right? But I'll touch on someone first. I actually thought we started quite well.
Right. For a minute.
Right off. For the minute and whatever it was, until Puglio and Tetlow dropped the gloves. And for them, it seemed to be after that, we just, I liked it. It was like it knocked the stuffing out of us.
Yeah.
Rather than sort of giving us a boost, right? It was a decent fight. I thought it was an even fight. There's debates that Pouliot won, Tetlow won. Personally, I think it was an even fight, right? But then after that, they score within seconds after that. And then from there onwards, there was only going to be one winner. There only looked like one winner. But with the choice of goalie, I must admit, I think he got it right. I think Sabol should have started. But this is where it gets dodgy now, because I've got some stats here, Junior. Okay?
Okay.
You know how he used to like to start. So Sabol started, he had, 39 saves in 5 the night before. The weekend before, he had good stats the weekend before. So I think Mark's thought, right, my number one goalie is beginning to play well again. And I agreed with it. You could, message Billy and Connor, Becky and Lara, we spoke about it. I think, me personally, I thought Sabol would have started, and he did. Where I think Mark got it wrong, right, is we've always said, let's play the full quota of import skaters and bring in Dom as backup or Ewan Simpson or whoever Brit we can get and let one of the import goalies sit out. So we've done that. So Jarrett sat in the bar, right? That's only good if you're going to play your players. And this is the point I've got, right? Alex Robert, 5 minutes, 22 seconds. Jonathan McBean, 9 minutes, 45. Craig Garrigan, 8 minutes, 19. And that will include Craig penalty killing quite a bit. Yeah. But the one for me is Alex Robert, because he's the guy that's sort of classed as the extra person, import, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to play Alex Robert and leave Jarrett Fisk out or Richard Sabol out, Alex Robert has to play more than 5 minutes, 22 in a 60-minute game.
Mm-hmm.
Has to. Because if he's only playing 5 minutes, 22, he may as well sit in the bar and put a young Brit on the bench just in case you need him, and you put Jarrett Fisk as the backup. Like as on Sunday, right? They should have put Jarrett in there, because then if Richard begins to hear, but Omer, and I agree with you, I think I wouldn't say them all, but I think he'd certainly want two or three of them back. He wasn't helped, right? I will say that. He was not helped by some of the defensive plays, and this is by D-men and forwards. He wasn't helped at all, but he might have wanted some of them back. If he was having a mare, what do you do? Do you take a chance and throw Jagler in, Simpson in, or do you leave Alex Robert out, or any other import, by the way, especially somebody that's only playing for 5 minutes, 22 seconds? It's ridiculous. And McBean down to 9 minutes, 45. There's more. I've no wrote them down. Kylie was at 13 minutes. He was my fucking top line centre at the start of the game, and he plays 13 minutes. What the fuck?
Yeah. The biggest one for me was also the choice of the 6 skaters when we pulled the goalie. Again, Dominic Alberga being your centreman. Now, Alberga's currently playing what? Third line?
Third line.
He has the second...
There's a debate whether he should be the centre for Elmer McBean as well. Yeah. By
That he's the second most face-off losses in the team, but he's also the second most face-off wins. Zach Sekos is top for both, funnily enough. But you have... At that whole time the goalie was pulled, you have Philippe Sanche sitting on his arse. He's your third top scorer.
Yeah.
After coming in later in the season as well, he's your third top scorer and a man who's proved in a Stars jersey that he could score fucking goals.
I know.
And he's sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people, listen, we've had a lot of disagreements on the supporters page and stuff about Ben O'Connor, right? And I'm not for 1 minute saying sit Dryden down, because Dryden will pop up with a goal. His passing's very good. He can see things that are not there, right? But if there's one person you want to shoot the puck for the point, it's Ben O'Connor.
Yep.
Now, whether that's you still put two D-men on for that pulled goalie, and I'm not saying this is what I think we should do, but like, you've seen the face-off at one point as well when it was 5-on-5 at 3-1. Dryden set up as a winger and Elmer went as a D-man to try and get the back door, kind of, you know, go around them. So why not stick Dryden as a forward on that? If it's pulled the goalie, you've got a 6 out there, put Dryden as a forward and stick Benny on the blue line. It might be for speed, and I get that, because we know Ben's not as quick as he used to be. But going to have a shot for the point.
I agree with you. Like, you've got 6 players on that ice. Like, why does it have to be 5 forwards and 1 D-man? Why? You've already got 4 forwards there. You could go with 2 D-men, especially if one of the D-men's Dryden, because he's got the pace to get up and down the ice. Totally agree with you about Ben O'Connor on all the things that you say. If there's one person in that team, if you slide the puck across to one time at the blue line, you would pick Ben O'Connor out of every one of those D-men, right?
Yeah.
Has he got pace? No, he's not. He's getting older.
Yeah.
His skating speed has decreased dramatically, right? What I will say, though, and there is a bit of banter about it, right? We hate a bit of banter where we sat about Ben O'Connor, right? But Ben O'Connor could pass a puck.
Yeah.
You cannot take that away from him. He could pass a puck and he could see a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it might not come off and you think, we were fucking close, but that was the right pass to go for, right? I would agree with you. I would put Dryden and Ben, and I would go with 4 forwards. And I also agree with you, I wouldn't play Alberga.
Yeah. What's it for me, right?
See if you're going to go, listen, you've got Sekos there, right? You've got Nas there, who could all take face-offs, right? There's your 2, right? You only get 2, or it's a penalty.
Yeah.
If you're going to play Dominic as the guy that screens the goalie, then I could understand that, because he's a big guy. But we don't do that. We don't screen the goalie. We go around the outside. So, doesn't matter what size you are.
Only, and I say that about Benny. It's only if you're shooting for the point. If you're no shooting for the point, your six absolutely is Harms, Sonch, Elmer, Sekos, Nas, and Dow. That's your six.
And you've
got Sekos, who has won the most face-offs this year, possibly taking more, but he's won more face. It's not even a face-off percentage. It's he's won more face, physically won the face-offs. Yeah. Then you've got Nas, who also could play centre and win face-offs. For me, it was, very, very strange decisions for that point.
Yeah, I'm the same as you. I just... And listen, we're not here fucking bashing Alberga, right? We're not, right? Alberga's a team player, right? He's no a greedy player. And you could see that in the way he plays. It's like he'd rather pass the puck than shoot the puck at times.
Yeah, I know.
And it's so frustrating because he gets into some good positions, but he looks to pass first. Or shoot. Then shoot, right? Going back to that, at the start, I thought I was a big, big fan of Alberga. Recently, I've not been. And I still find it very, very unfair that Yamamoto is the guy that's suffering because of that.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know my views. I'm always going to be Team Yama.
Yeah, Junior, you know mine, right? At the start, I wasn't too keen on him, right? But as the seasons went on, he's became a Philippe Sonch type of player.
Yeah.
Right? They're small in stature. They get in about it. They don't fucking care. And I would probably say Yamamoto tends to get four checks more than Sonch and harder than Sonch. He's bigger built. And personally, I would prefer Yamamoto with Elmer and McBean.
Just because
of the way Elmer and McBean play and the way Yamamoto plays, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's just down to the way the other players play. I think Alberga would be more suited to Robert and Garrigan.
And the other thing, though, for me, I still think Keanu should be back on the line with Gravel and Sonch. That line is working well with Sekos still, I still think the best out of Yamamoto is with those two as well, and they've still link up well together.
Yeah.
I think Sekos, you could slot him in any line, and Sekos will perform. And whether that second line becomes Elmer, Sekos, and McBean for Sekos' ice time, and that you have Sonch and Gravel slightly drop because it's the third line, then absolutely, I would be content with that still, because it gives Yamamoto the opportunity with those two to perform.
You see the ice time on all the players, right, on the game sheet. And then you look at the lines that started the game compared to the lines that finished the game. They were all over the place.
They were all over the place.
And I think probably by that time, Mark knew I need to do something different here. But what was interesting, he went back to Gravel, Yamamoto, and Sonch.
Senior, we are sitting here 67 episodes later, the 8th of December, 2022, episode 39, talking about consistency.
I know.
67 episodes later, and we said it last week, and Mark said it after the game. We're the most consistently inconsistent team right now.
I know. It's crazy how long we have been saying this about Dundee Stars teams. Consistently inconsistent. And it's ironic that the coach is now saying the same words.
Yeah.
So he must be
saying it. Listen, you see, you could tell Mark sees it. You could tell Mark's frustrated with it. And, you know, he'd said it after the Manchester game, we pissed away 2 points. He's obviously seen that. We're going in, we're beating Cardiff, we get beat at home for Manchester.
Yeah.
We go in, we put in a professional performance against not a short bench Fife team anymore, just maybe an unstructured Fife team,
mm-hmm.
and putting in a polished enough performance and coming out with 2 points. We come at home to a team that's played in Belfast for the last 2 nights and we're flat. There's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But listen, Senior, I'm abstaining from man of the match this week. Because I don't think there was anyone.
You know what? No, I'll give you man of the match, right?
Okay.
I actually had to ask you later on at night who got the man of the match because I was gone by that time, right?
Yeah.
I think you says to me Zach Seko's got it. I would disagree with that. I would give it to Brett Gravel.
The boss.
I actually thought I think for the second period onwards, he was probably the one forward that looked the most dangerous. And he was rewarded with his goal. But I must admit, I was the same as you. I think it was a poor man of the match out of a very, very poor performance.
Yeah. And that is Gravel's first man of the match of the season for us.
There you go. Yeah.
I am going to move on to something here that I want to discuss, and I don't know if it's in your good, bad and the ugly, Senior, but I'm certainly bringing it up. I am no longer Team Stripes.
No, it's not my good and the bad and ugly. I've gave up with that.
I've had enough, right? And I'm going to touch on points. I came home and I made notes on my phone to bring it up, right? The Ben O'Connor penalty for cross-checking.
Bullshit.
Absolute horseshit. He's punched in the face. Actually, guy has punched him in the face. And Graham Rogers looking at it. No call. Ben gives him a wee dink back. Oh, you. Cross-checking. You're going to call one, call the other. No, let them go. Benny, I seen that. Didn't do it. But he punched in the face. I'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah, exactly. It's either that or you call the first penalty and then the cross-check penalty doesn't happen.
Exactly. The numerous non-hooking calls in the first period and then a bullshit one on Philippe Sorge. Like seconds after one where he got hooked himself.
Yeah.
Inconsistency. Consistency, refs. Consistency. The slashing call on the Nottingham boy. Nobody knew what the penalty was. Stars never knew there was a penalty. Nottingham never knew there was a penalty. Graham Rogers then shouts, it's number 19. 19. 17 skates over. Went, oh, yeah, sorry, 17. Ferguson's the one that's told you it's 19. You seen him telling you it was 19.
Yeah.
You fucking dope.
Yeah.
What the best ones?
Come on, now. Okay, so I've read up on this. I'm saying that. I've seen a comment on Facebook. So I'll let you go and I might come in on this.
Nice. I have spoke to a current Lino about this call. The first one that was not called when it hit either the post or the side of the goal should have been icing. Because. Tell me why not. Argue me down.
It went through the crease. If it goes through the crease, it's not
icing. No longer the IIHF rule, seemingly.
Oh, look at me with a handbook.
No longer the rule, seemingly. However, seemingly, they said it was because it was a shot on goal when it hit.
Does it fucking matter if it's a shot on goal?
However, it cannot be a shot on goal because it hit the post. It doesn't register as a fucking shot. So there's your first point.
It doesn't matter. Listen, you could slap shot the puck for your end of the ice, hard as fuck, and it goes nipless near the goal, and you could say,
but what they're saying is, though,
a shot on goal.
Yeah, it's a shot on goal.
Right, okay.
But that's, it hit the post. Yeah. So it's not a shot on goal.
Yeah, if it's hit the post or the side of the net,
yeah,
then it's no shot on goal.
But seemingly, I also asked that point about going through the crease. Seemingly, that is an old thing, and it's not a thing in IHF anymore that it went through the crease.
Okay.
The second one from Mr. Gibson, who is quite possibly one of the worst linos I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen some terrible linos. Gregor Meisen being the worst one out of the lot.
Oh, I didn't see that. Gregor, listen. Fuck's sake.
The second one should also have been icing. It said there was a deflection off a stick when it was going down the ice. It wasn't a star stick. It was a Nottingham player that came up the stick like that. It was almost as if it was a double clearance. One guy hoofed it. He did that to whack it away. He did that. No, took a deflection. No icing. Should have been icing as well.
Yeah. Listen.
I'm always for team stripes.
Nah, I'm no. Fuck off.
We've had numerous conversations and banter and that in the past with Mr. Craig. I've had a bit of banter with Mr. Halas in the car park when he tries to avoid me on his phone and then says hi randomly. Mr. Wilson, Rab, I was going to say Rab Cowan, namely went out of my head there. Even Murray Hansen. But the standard of officiating is just gradually getting worse again. It got better for a period of time. And I don't know if it's just, again, the consistency of them applying the rules of the game.
So, on all your points that you've made, right?
I'm correct in every word.
You might well be, right? You might well be. But they're no game changers.
No.
Right? People were out of the place about the last two icings. We still weren't winning the fucking game.
No.
Let's be honest, right? We could complain about the referees all we want, right? At this point in time, and I think I put this on social media, at this point in time, people were on about, I wrote to the fucking league about the referees because they were pitch. The performances are fucking terrible. And I says, you might be better looking closer at home. Maybe email the wards about the Stars' performances recently instead of worrying about referees. Right? See if we're playing well and we are losing tight games because of calls, then I could understand that, but we're not. Yeah. And that's the problem for me. We need to look at the team needs to look at themselves first and the fans before we start going on about officials and their passion, they're costing them games. No, they're not. They're not costing them games. We're costing them sell games. Yeah. Should the officials be better? 100% they should be. But it's not costing us games, unfortunately. No. I'd love to be sitting here fucking blaming the referees.
Yeah. So, league standings. Cardiff Devils are still top. 44 points through 30 games. Belfast Giants, 41 points through 28. Still 3 points behind of those. Two games in hand. Sheffield, 38 points through 28 games. Nottingham, 35 points through 29. So tight at the top. Come down the table. Fife still bottom, 6 points through 28 games. Manchester still in ninth, 21 points through 27. Stars still occupying that last playoff spot, 24 points to 31 games. The Glasgow Can in 7th, 26 through 28. And Guildford and Coventry, 6th and 5th, 32 and 34 points, respectively.
It's not good looking.
No, and Ken, what, I'm quite tired after that rant about the refs. It's actually tired myself out there. Because they're just fucking doing my tits in. Senior, take it away. Good, bad, and ugly.
Well, I've kept clear of officials on this. The first one, the good, right? It's a bit tongue-in-cheek. It's a bit sarcastic. You know what? It's only a one-game weekend, and they're away from home. We can enjoy our Saturday and Sundays this weekend. We just need to watch the score. And if it comes in, we're like, oh, well, we never had to watch it. That's a good. We'll get a wee break. Because it leads on to the bad, which is the home form. The home form has been piss poor. I'd seen a lot of people putting a lot of stats up about the home form, that apart from the five games, we've only won three home games in regulation. That's terrible form at home. So it might be a blessing in disguise that they are away from home on Saturday, and it's only a one-game weekend away from home. Throw everything at it and hope for the best. And the ugly, believe it or no, Junior, as much as I like a fight, I didn't like a staged fight. They were speaking in the warm-up. I don't know who offered who, right? So if it was Tetlow offering Pouliot, then, yeah, maybe Mark's it a wee bit different. If it was Pouliot offering Tetlow, yeah. I'm not into stage fights. This standing at the halfway line, having a blether, fist pumping an hour, and then within 2 minutes, they're knocking shit out in an hour. Yeah, it's ugly. And to be honest with you, it was an ugly fight because I thought Pouliot maybe should have done a wee bit better against Dale, but he's a big, big laddie.
To be fair, right?
That was my fucking segment. It's a good, bad, and ugly.
Well, you make a statement and then stop, and then you start again. Is that a telling to come in now with you?
I think it was all to do with Tetlow breaking his arm the last time, or his wrist the last time he was up here. I think that's where it came from. So that's why you don't know. It might have been Tetlow that's offered Pouliot. It'd be strange if he did. But that's it. Good. One game weekend. Woohoo! Bad is the home form, and the ugly is staged fights. Nah, no into them.
To be fair, I thought the fight was done because Pouliot got a few in rapid at the start, and then Tetlow went to the ice. The linos went to jump in, and then they never. And you actually see Pouliot going, and then he stops, and then he's back up, and they're fighting again. I think it ruined his rhythm of the fight because then his arms got tied up, and that's when Tetlow got a couple of punches in. But bearing in mind, and watch the video back, I'm not just saying it because Pouliot and his stars player. Watch the video back. Tetlow throws a lot, but doesn't he land a lot?
I think he lands a lot when he gets the Pouliot jersey sort of over his head.
Yeah.
And then he lands a few uppercuts. To me, it's a straight even fight. There's no winner in that.
Yeah. Other than Pouliot at the start.
Yeah. It would be interesting to know the reasoning behind it because it was definitely staged.
Okay, the Liam Mean Tattoo sponsored game preview. Senior, see it? One game. I don't need to come down just a wee bit on the screen. Oh, Saturday, 18, 6 o'clock face off. The Guildford Flames. We are away to them. Senior, a difficult venue for us over the years.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of wins recently down there over the last couple of years, but a different Flames team from what we would have played at the start of the season. They're now starting to perform. Three players to watch for me is Ethan Strang, 18 plus 9, so 27 points through 28 games. Jack Jackham, or Yakum. I like to say Jack Jackham, Jack. 12 plus 11, so 23 points through 28 games. And then the boy I thought I was actually saying earlier on Alvaro. 10 plus 9, 90 points through 28 games. played. They're my three players to watch out for. I did slither a wee bit on Josh Waller because he's been put up a wee bit of points now and again recently.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, we're old friend that loves to score points against with Daniel Tedesco. But Strang, Yakim and Alvaro certainly ones to watch out for.
It's going to be hard, eh? It's yeah. going to be difficult. However, if you're going to play golfer the way, it's probably the best time or the best opportunity to beat them is when that's your only game. Because yeah. you're not having played a game before and then travelling down, and you're not having to come home again and play another game or play yeah. another game elsewhere. It's travel down, probably travel on Friday, get there Saturday, Friday night, stay over, one game, and then take it from there. That is going to be so difficult. It's a shit rank. As you say, we have struggled in there before. And if Guildford begin to put goals up, they're one of those teams that could put them up in bunches. And we need to really be focused the whole game.
Who starts? For those of you not watching it on YouTube, Senior's face just went from
right, I'll tell you.
Okay. No.
I'll tell you who I think will start, and I'll tell you who I think should start. So I think Richard Sabol will start, but I think Jarrett should start.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. And as I say, and I could totally understand why you might want to put Richard Sabol in, eh? Honestly, I know he's letting goals in and he's maybe letting soft goals in, but his save percentage over the past wee while is high. I think both goalies are getting far too many shots put on them, both of them. And yeah. that is certainly not helping them, either of them.
Yeah.
And, but you know what? I'm going to go out in a positive here, Junior. We're winning.
Thinking that too there.
We're winning. And you know what? Yep. I'm going 3-2 again.
Oh my God, I just wrote 3-2 down for me in overtime.
Okay. All right. Well, I wasn't going overtime. I was going 3-2 in regulation.
Okay. 3-2.
We're going to do it. We believe.
Okay. 3-2 on the board. 2-point weekend. And this is the one weekend that will actually be happy for a 2-point weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Rounding off the show, it's the Slimming World with Stella sponsored on this day. Nay birthdays. Nay signers. Nay leavers, nay contract extensions. However, three games. On this day in 2017, we had a home league win versus the Belfast Giants.
The Belfast Giants.
So we beat them by 5-4 in a shootout. Goals from Mikael Leithammer, 2 from player. Kevin Broyston.
Player.
And Vinny Scarsella.
Top player.
We were 4-1 up with 1 minute left in the second period. And we conceded 2 shorthanded goals. They got a penalty with about, it was like 37 minutes. They got a penalty. They scored right for the end of the period, shorthanded. They then got back to full strength. Nickerson took a penalty straight away. And they scored within a minute of the penalty kill. But Mikael Leithammer popped up with a game-winning penalty shot. So a 5-4 win for the Stars. 2022, we had a home league loss against the North Lanarkshire, South Lanarkshire, Paisley, Pishy Wishy, Hamilton, near enough Carlisle, Glasgow Clan.
Near enough Carlisle.
But yeah. We lost by 5-3 in front of a whopping restricted 200 crowd. Goals for the Stars, 2 by Connor Sills and 1 by Timmy Latinen. And we then played them a year later on this day. 2023, it was an away league loss at the Glasgow Clan by 5-2. Goals by Philippe Sonch and Roman Semyonovs. And that is on this day. Not too much. 3 games.
2 losses.
1 win, though, against Belfast.
Tried my best to lose that game as well.
Looking too short-handed goals. So, yeah. Listen, tough weekend. 1 game, but tough weekend with the Guildford Flames. Senior, he's unprofessionalism as ever.
You got a message for your mum. Nate Gasson when the podcast finished.
Nate Gasson?
You.
Oh, for your tea. Right, well.
It's the tart the dog out.
Well, Mrs. Larzo has spoken. Thanks, everyone, for joining in.
Bonnie needs a wee wee.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy your weekend. We won't see you at the weekend, but you will hear from us again next week when we review the game and preview the games for the following week, which will be the Pride game on the 25th. So, senior, enjoy.
I will do, Junior. And you.
And we'll speak to you next week.